This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. A huge fire tore through hundreds of shops at a market in Bangladesh's capital, Dhaka, but there were no casualties as the blaze swept through the area in the early hours of Thursday, before stores opened. Reuters' Rachel Graham says it took 6 hours to put the fire out.
No casualties were reported as the blaze swept through the area before shops opened. This shopkeeper said he could only salvage 2 bags worth of goods from his store. Another was beaten back by smoke when he attempted to access his.
All is finished for me. I have 3 shops. All are now gone.
The fire spread quickly in the Mohammadpur market due to the large amount of flammable items, such as cooking oil and plastics, officials said. The fire service attributed the likely cause of the blaze to an electrical short circuit.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham, who says fires are common in the densely populated city, which has seen a building boom in recent years, often without proper safety measures. Ukraine destroyed a Russian air defense system in Crimea in an overnight drone and missile attack conducted by Security Service of Ukraine and Navy on Thursday, according to a Ukrainian intelligence source who told that to Reuters. And a follow-up to an attack on the Crimean port where the Russian Black Sea Navy is based. It was believed at the time of the attack that 2 Russian ships were hit. Now VOA's Anna Chernikova says they have confirmation from the daily briefing.
The General Staff of Ukraine added 1 submarine and 1 warship on the list of destroyed equipment of the Russian forces, meaning we can consider this as confirmation.
The attack took place a day or two ago. It was a drone attack, and you could see the smoke from the port from a distance. This is VOA News. In Libya, whole families drowned in the flooding in the coastal city of Derna, many unaware of the danger until they heard the dams burst. Here's AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Rescuers scoured Derna's coast for bodies as cars and rubble lay mangled in with rock on the seafront. Survivor Musa Ibrahim believes many of his relatives died several days after 2 dams burst above the Libyan coastal city of Derna. We thought it was just floods, but the mud is the greatest problem. Bodies are buried under piles of mud and debris, 3 or 4 meters high. Libya's political chaos is making the rescue effort more problematic. The oil-rich country has been divided between rival administrations for almost a decade. Both governments and their various international patrons have banded together to help those affected, but progress has been slow. I'm Karen Chamas.
More violence on the Gaza border. Details now from VOA's Alexis Strop.
5 Palestinians were killed on Wednesday at the Israel-Gaza border by an explosive device that appeared to have been detonated accidentally, Palestinian officials said, as protests along the volatile frontier have ticked up after months of relative quiet. Dozens of Gaza youth held a protest along the border in support of Palestinians jailed in Israel. An umbrella group of Palestinian factions said the explosion was caused by a device some of the protesters had planned to use during the rally. The Israeli military said in a statement that the protesters had tried to throw it at its soldiers across the border. The Palestinian Health Ministry said 5 people had been killed. I'm Alexis Strop, VOA News.
The U.S. House Energy and Commerce Committee on Thursday has asked the utility company, Hawaiian Electric CEO, to testify at a hearing investigating the causes of the wildfire on the island of Maui that killed at least 115 people. The U.S. Justice Department will press its argument Thursday that Google sought to strike agreements with mobile carriers to win powerful default positions on smartphones to dominate search. It's an antitrust trial that could change the future of the Internet. The government says Google paid $10 billion annually to wireless companies like AT&T, device makers like Apple, and browser makers like Mozilla to fend off rivals and keep its search engine market share near 90%. You can find out more on our website, voanews.com. 24 hours a day, it's available to you. You'll also find audio and video there. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.